Well, hey, y'all. Welcome back to Working Mom Moments. I am super excited for today's episode because today's episode releases on a special holiday for all of us. Today is National Working Moms Day. And while I wish I could tell you that you get the entire day off to celebrate Working Moms Day, I suppose that would be kind of counterintuitive. But yet, at the same time, we need to celebrate and honor where we've come from as working moms and where we're going in the future. So today's episode is for you, for me, for all the working moms out there in the world to really recognize where we've come. So tune in. This is an episode you don't want to miss. Hey there, welcome to Working Mom Moments. Do you find yourself craving work-life balance and wishing you had more time in your day? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to get it all done, how to increase energy, or even searching for flexible jobs? Hey there, I'm Lacey. I too am a working mom that has struggled with the juggling act of getting it all done. I wanted more energy, less stress, and honestly, a little time to do something for myself. But I kept telling myself, well, this is just the way of life for working moms, and I had to power through until I found a little secret. I needed to get unstuck in order to create a life I truly enjoyed at home and at work. In this podcast, you'll find that secret too. You'll find time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and a roadmap to mindset transformation. If you're ready to thrive as a working mom, you're in the right place. Block off this time on your calendar as a meeting with yourself, and let's dig in. Hey y'all, do you want to come hang out with a group of working moms who get what it's like to juggle career and motherhood? Inside the free Working Mom Moments Facebook group, you'll get support, encouragement, time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and really strategies to help with the mental load of being a working mom. Simply head over to facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. Also, I would love for you to become an insider and get regular emails from me, including the latest blogs and podcast episodes so you don't miss a thing, and tips and perspectives to help you find better balance and more joy as a working mom. Simply head over to laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. I have been a working mom for over 14 years, and I know, one, that makes me sound old, but two, it also seems like just yesterday I had my first child and became a working mom. And through it all of these years, I've seen so many changes for not only women in the workplace, but working moms in the workplace. So many positive changes. We've seen more flexibility. We've seen more work-life blend or balance attempts throughout different organizations and different industries. And while I do believe we still have a long, long way to go for not only women, but working moms in the workplace, I want to stop and take some time to reflect on where we've come from. Because in order to really know where we're going, we have to know where we've come from as well. And to recognize and appreciate all of those working moms who went before us to get us to this point of which we are today. You know, a perfect example is when I first started having babies, and even my last baby that I had 8 years ago, we didn't have such a thing as paid paternity leave. I had to store and save every hour of my PTO that was racking up for my maternity leave. And otherwise, outside of that, I may have had a disability policy that paid in addition to my PTO. But other than that, I didn't have any way of getting paid. So I really had to scrimp and save like many women and working moms did as well. But today, there are so many organizations that are giving 11, 12, 13, 14 weeks of paid maternity leave, and even better, paid paternity leave, so that both parents have the option to stay home with their kid and really bond during those crucial weeks. So we've come a long ways, and it's something that honestly is to be celebrated and not to hang our hat on and say, well, back in my day, we got through, we didn't need paid time off. No, we really need to celebrate, yes, where we were, because that marked and indicated who we were at the time, but to celebrate where we've come as a whole, as a workforce that is more accepting of working moms. Again, long ways to go, but still making huge strides and paving the way for the next generation to really be set up for success as working mothers. So if you'll humor me, I'd like to take a journey about 100 years ago. We think back to the 1910s, 1920s. And now I wasn't there, but I have done a little bit of research. And this was really, from my indication and through my research, I found where the emergence of the working mother really came about. Because we think back to the early 20th century, this was when a growing number of women began working outside of the home, usually in lower paying jobs, often in factories or domestic type situations where they may be cleaning or cooking. These jobs were physically demanding, and many women worked long hours in poor conditions. However, for some women, working outside the home provided a sense of independence and financial stability. Figuring out, like, how do we balance the demands of work with caring for families? This is really where we saw the emergence of working mothers. And then from the Great Depression and World War II, women were often the ones who had to find work to support their families. During World War II, women were encouraged to enter the workforce to help with the war effort. And so the reflections and public opinion of working moms began to shift slightly as women were seen more as valuable contributors to the economy and to the war effort. If we swing then over to the 1950s and 60s, this is where we really saw the rise of the stay-at-home mom return. We saw June Cleaver in Leave It to Beaver, and she was really representing the ideal of moms. So these were the post-war years. There was significant cultural shift towards traditional gender roles, and the ideal of the perfect American family, of course, included a stay-at-home mom. Stay-at-home motherhood was seen as the ideal. Responsibilities of working moms who worked outside of the home. Now, don't come at me. I am not saying that stay-at-home moms are not working mothers. I do believe every mother is a working mother. For this conversation, we're talking about moms who work for paycheck outside of the home. And so they were not seen as ideal. Stay-at-home moms were. The responsibilities of working moms were really significant, and they had to balance the work of caring for their families. And while we may have more support from our husbands today, they did not as much back in the 50s and 60s. And so there was even more pressure, more responsibility at home. The dishes were not always supported by the husband, even if asked. And so it was a different time. And we saw this rise of the stay-at-home mom. But I am pleased to say that in the 70s, we saw the women's liberation movement really come to fruition, right? This is where we saw significant changes in attitude towards women, women's rights specifically, and equality. And women began to demand equal pay and equal opportunities in the workforce. This is where the concept of the working mom began to gain more traction and more acceptance. So the public opinion of working moms really began to shift during this time as women were seen again as more valuable contributors to the workforce. We think back 40 years prior to that, when we were talking about World War II, and we're talking about how working moms were again seen as valuable contributors. Then it swung to the stay-at-home mom was more of the norm. And now with the women's liberation movement in the 70s, it did bring about more respect, more opportunity. Conversations started to lean more towards equality and women's rights. Never mind pay. We'll get there in a little bit. But then we saw more and more strides coming. And that's when 1993, we saw the Family and Medical Leave Act signed into law, providing eligible employees with up to 12 weeks of unpaid job protected leave for certain family and medical reasons, including having a child. Now, I don't know about you, but 1993 seems like yesterday. And until I did a little bit of research, I had just assumed that FMLA had been in effect much, much longer than that. So let that sink in. 1993, that wasn't terribly long ago. It was 30 years ago. And if you're listening to this, there's a good chance that you might be around that age, a little bit older than that, maybe a little bit younger, but it hasn't been around for a significant amount of time. And even still, FMLA was a huge step in the right direction. But this is where too, we started to see the struggle for work-life balance. It was not paid maternity leave that we have today in many states and many organizations, right? It was unpaid, job protected. And while that was an advancement and a success and a win, women were entering the workforce still struggling to balance, still struggling with work, family responsibilities. And the emotional toll at the time of having it all was high. the expectation was high. This is really where we started to see more women coming into the workforce, and there was more guilt, which we probably can all relate to, for not being able to give enough time to their children. And if we think about that as 1993, when that went into effect, and we fast forward to what we've seen in the 2000s, and most notably since 2020, we've started to see this emergence of the flexibility movement, and it's really gaining momentum. Companies offering now flexible work arrangements. The pandemic really showed us that we can get work done with flexibility. And flexibility, if you've listened to any of my other episodes, can mean a variety of things to different people. For some, flexibility means they have the ability to work from home. For others, it means that they can flex their hours, and maybe instead of working a typical 8 to 5, they're working 10 to 7 or 11 to 8. And there's opportunities to even break up the hours, right? Maybe I work super early in the morning, then I'm there with my kids during the day, and then I work super late at night to get my hours done. We have seen companies begin to respond to the need for flexibility. This is particularly important for working moms who have to work on finding a balance or blend for demands of both work and the family. So the 2000s, we're starting to see a really big shift here. So here around these times, we're starting to see a growing movement to provide paid family leave for working parents. And I love this. While this is a working moms podcast, I actually love that it includes dads and partners as well. So when we say paid parental leave, that is a huge win across the board. While I would have loved to have had paid maternity leave, I didn't. But it doesn't mean I can't celebrate the wins for the women that are coming up in the ranks today. And even more so for the parents overall, where this is touching partners, spouses, and those who are in the throes of having a child. So such a huge win and celebration. And along the same lines, while we're starting to see more of the paid family leave, we're also starting to see this growing market of what we would call the mompreneur. The mompreneur really being this mom who is skilled at her craft, the one who has maybe excelled in her career or is feeling stifled in her career, right? So it could be one or the other side of the spectrum, but is not willing to negotiate her own desire for flexibility and has started her own organization, company, passion project, and turned it into a career. So working moms still struggling with the mental load of balancing work and responsibilities, but decided to create their own flexible arrangements. So I have seen this across the board where working moms are saying, enough, I've had enough. And you know what? I'm not going to be stifled by what these concrete blocks are, which is 8 to 5, or that I have to be in office every single day. And so I've seen this shift for more women, especially working moms, carving out their own path, creating their own career, fulfilling their own vision or their daydream. And it's really exciting to see. So while organizations and industries have started improving, right, paid parental leave, we're also starting to see the emergence of this mompreneur. And all of those are to be celebrated, because as we continue to look forward into the future, as working moms, what we can do to impact the next generation is to really advocate for those policies that support the flexible work arrangements, telecommuting, flexible schedules. I am speaking in a panel here in April, actually, about flexibility in a rigid and inflexible environment. And I'm speaking to specifically healthcare, right? How do we create flexibility with those industries wherein you have to be present to do your job? I can't be a nurse and do my job remotely to care for patients. Well, there is virtual, right? There is some telehealth, there is some virtual things that you can do. But for many nurses, they have to be present in order to provide the actual care, right? If I need to make sure that a medication gets dispensed and taken at a specific time, I can't always do that remotely. That would be difficult for me to do without the right technology in place. But there is a way that we can somehow advocate for flexibility. And that might mean something different to somebody else, right? But defining and recognizing new innovative ways to find flexibility is going to be key for the next generation of working moms. if you are a leader inside of your organization, you can also advocate and champion for your employer to offer paid family leave and sick time, to show how you are prioritizing your own self-care, making time for your mental and physical health, showing and exhibiting your own work-life blend so that others around you can see you as the example and know that it's okay to do that yourself. Setting those boundaries between work and family time, practicing mindfulness, and seeking out mentorship opportunities, whether you are looking for a mentor or you are more mature in your career and you have more to give back. This next generation of working moms, the women that don't even have children right now and may not even be married right now or not even having children on their radar, those are the ones that are going to need you to be strong advocates, mentors, and sponsors for them along their career path. You now have the ability to pave the way. So if you don't already have a group of women that are like-minded, that are positive about their work-life blend or the fact period that they even work, now's your time to find your people. Because as we celebrate National Working Moms Day today, there is nothing like being surrounded by women who get it, who are walking a similar path. We would often say we're all in the same ocean, but we're in different boats. So while we may be in this working mom ocean, we are navigating it differently. We all have different pulls and pushes and responsibilities that may look different from one another, and our circumstances may be unique. But celebrating the accomplishments of other working moms and leaning into them on hard times is where you're going to get through those difficult times. So I encourage you to find your own network of working moms. And if in fact you don't have that network, please know that we have one available for you at Working Mom Moments on Facebook. You can find us in the episode description. I'll share a little bit more about where to find us as well at the end of this episode. And if you yourself are questioning your decision to be a working mom or don't know how to find those women in your life that can be supportive or want somebody to help cheer you on, please know I have a coaching program just for you. In my coaching program, working moms get one-on-one time with me to walk through their unique situation and figure out how to create a life that blends both work and home and gives you time to enjoy with intentionality the life that you have created. I want nothing more than for you to know that today is a day to celebrate you, the working moms, and I'm so glad that you chose to spend a little bit of that time with me today. I hope this episode has helped you, and I'd love for you to come and join and share your favorite working mom tip in my free community where we discuss mindset, motivation, time-saving strategies, and so much more. I'll meet you over at Facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments, and be sure to sign up for my insider email at laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Hey y'all, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 quick seconds and share it with a friend who may need to hear this message as a working mom? Also, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up when I hear from listeners to know that this podcast is helping you. Okay, time to cross a few more things off my never-ending to-do list. I know you can relate. So I'll meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Until our next Working Mom Moment, have a beautiful day.